What is going on, LA? Thank you very much for tuning in. Lakers talk till 9 o'clock tonight. We got a great show lined up. Bill McDonald, Billy Mack, play-by-play voice of the Lakers on Spectrum Sportsnet, will be on in about a half hour or so. And finally, the dust is starting to settle on free agency. Did a show on Saturday, and then also had my show last Monday. And Monday when I did the show, there was a lot going on. You know, we were just getting ready for free agency to start. The draft was coming up on Wednesday. Saturday when I do the show, there was literally signings happening while I'm doing the show. And it's usually one of my favorite times of the year is when you're in the off season and free agency is just about to start. But it takes it to a whole nother level when you're talking Lakers basketball. And you see what they've just accomplished here over the last week or so. So let's start off the show talking about the Lakers, their roster, where it kind of stacks up in the Western Conference and where it stacks up in the NBA. Let me be very, very – I think there's a very simple way to describe the offseason so far for the Lakers in November, by the way. It's the best roster in the NBA. And I don't think – not only do I think I'm going out on the limb that I'm not going out on the limb, I think a lot of people understand this in the NBA, and there's many Laker fans out there would agree with me, this is the best roster in the NBA. So you came off an NBA championship.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You just got championship number 17 about a month and a half ago. Literally, I think it was 6 weeks ago where the Lakers beat the Miami Heat in six games down in Orlando in that bubble. And here you are now, over the span of about a week, week and a half, add the Dennis Schroeder deal that was early on. In about a week and a half or so, you have made your roster, which is already a championship roster, which already has the foundation of LeBron James and Anthony Davis, two superstars in the NBA, wherever you want to put them, top two, top three, top five. I don't care where you want to stack them up. LeBron was the best player in the NBA. Put AD wherever you want to, but he's the best defensive player in the NBA, and he's walking into his prime at age 27. That was already your foundation. So you already had whatever you added to this roster, and of course there's going to be some subtractions there, and I'll hit on some of the veterans that the Lakers did lose. But whatever you were going to add, the foundation was there. But in this offseason, you have added some firepower that was critical to this team, but it was critical because you just imagine that, okay, well, there's other teams that are going to get better because they're chasing the Los Angeles Lakers. You know what's crazy about this offseason so far? What's crazy about it to me is a combination of the Lakers getting better, and I thought the West, I thought the West took some steps back. For the most part, the contenders in the Western Conference are not the contenders that I thought they were going to be. Nothing the Warriors can do. Obviously, the injury of Klay Thompson was just devastating for the Golden State Warriors. But even the Clippers, and you know, when I do top NBA stories later on in the show, I'll talk a little bit about the Clippers. They addressed some needs, but at the same time, I don't know. I just don't feel like they really took a look at their roster and the things that was incredibly needed. I don't think they addressed them. So back to the Lakers, coming off a championship, and I know it's just on paper, but if you look on paper, the Dennis Schroeder, the Wesley Matthews, the Montrezl Harrell, the Marcus Gasol, those additions to LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Alex Caruso, Kyle Kuzma, KCP re-signing, Markieff Morris coming back to the Lakers as well. Throw in Talen Horton-Tucker. I don't know if I missed anybody else, but the Lakers have not just a stacked lineup, they have the best lineup in the NBA. And I actually think I agreed with George there. We're doing crosstalk. I agree with George that I think the biggest threats are going to come from the Eastern Conference, not the Western Conference. And I'm not downplaying the Clippers. Clippers are still going to be there. Clippers are still going to be a threat. And they're still, you know, will have a chance to beat the Los Angeles Lakers, but I think at some point you look at certain franchises and you say, until somebody actually sees you do it, then you're just not going to believe it. So that's where the Lakers are as the dust has settled. You know, it's crazy. Just kind of looking at the last couple of days. When I did the show on Saturday, by the time Saturday night rolled around, Friday night, Lakers got Montrezl Harrell. And I'm out and about having some dinner, and the news comes down, and, you know, obviously all Laker fans are excited. And it kind of came out of nowhere. It's like, what, Montrezl Harrell? I wasn't even listening to Montrezl Harrell's name come up. But Montrezl Harrell, that deal comes down. Saturday, towards the evening, what happened on Saturday? Was that KCP? I'm getting lost in my days here. I think Saturday was KCP. KCP came back to the Lakers. And then, you know, eventually it was Marc Gasol. I might be a day off on all these. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm at home, and I came into the studio on Monday to do a video. That's when Marc Gasol, Marc Gasol was on Monday morning. But I'm every time I'm doing a video, by the time I'm done with the video and I'm trying to post it on all our platforms, it's like Lakers signed somebody else. You know, I'm like, what's gonna happen with KCP? And then by the time I'm done with the video and it's loading, there it is. KCP signs with Lakers. So it was an interesting couple of days. But man, I thought it was so important how this week turned out for the Lakers. I was incredibly excited to see Markieff Morris back with the Lake Show. I thought that was, you know, important. Think about Markieff signs for the minimum. His brother signs for 4 years and $64 million. You know why I say that? Or $62 million, something along those lines. I say that because which contract would you rather have? I was watching Markieff Morris in the playoffs. I saw what an asset he was to the Los Angeles Lakers. And I was watching Marcus Morris for the Los Angeles Clippers in that series against the Denver Nuggets and just even throughout the playoffs. A steal for the Lakers to get Markieff Morris to come back. Marc Gasol. Marc Gasol is a player, and we got a chance to hear from Marc Gasol this morning. And obviously, you guys got a chance to listen to Marc Gasol with Sedano and Ramona. And if you guys missed that interview, go back on their podcast on the ESPN app or iTunes, and you could catch that interview with Sedano and LZ. But we got a chance to listen to Marc Gasol. And it's kind of a great theme over these last couple of days listening to all these players. Because this morning with Marc Gasol, the reason why he at the end of the day chose the Los Angeles Lakers, he said it all boils down to having a chance to win an NBA championship. You guys remember after the Lakers won the championship, and we had a couple shows in between, we talked about how Lakers will have opportunities to sign players at the veterans minimum because they want to compete for a championship. And maybe they were watching the way the Lakers played, and they were watching the chemistry that the team had together. Maybe they were watching the joy that guys like LeBron and Anthony Davis were having while they were winning, but all the other role players as well. I think players out there notice that. I think players are watching to see, okay, where will I have a chance to win a championship, and where do I look like I'm going to enjoy playing basketball? And I felt like the Lakers passed a recruiting message by just putting a good product out on the court. So Marc Gasol comes. Yesterday, Wesley Matthews, same thing. Wesley Matthews, one of his quotes, and Wesley Matthews, again, same thing. He addressed the media, and this is, you know, what's been happening here the last couple of days. But Wesley Matthews, he talked about, actually read an exact quote from him. On what Laker fans can expect this season. He says, you're going to get somebody every night ready to compete, someone who's going to do everything in their power to get banner number 18. So not only did you sign a couple players, I haven't even talked about Montrezl Harrell or Dennis Schroeder, which I'm going to do here in just a second, but not only did you get a couple players, veteran players, that are hungry and chasing and wanting to obviously win an NBA championship, you got two good character guys. You got guys that instantly are going to fit in on this team. So I'm excited about the Wesley Matthews and the Marc Gasol deals. And the Montrezl Harrell and Dennis Schroeder front, I'm gonna throw this out there because I thought both of those signings were obviously key for the Lakers, and there's a few reasons for it. Part of it has to do with their skill set. Another part of it has to do with their age, where they are. And then I also think that, you know, some of these players, especially Montrezl Harrell, is going to have a chip on his shoulder this upcoming season. So I don't know if you guys got a chance to hear this. Montrezl Harrell was talking about the Clippers wanting him. He didn't feel like the Clippers wanted him. When we come back, I'm going to talk about these two additions that the Lakers had and how there's going to be a lot that falls on their shoulders, because let's not pretend like the Lakers lost nothing this offseason. No, no, Lakers lost some names this offseason. They lost some vets. They lost players that, you know, were big pieces to winning a championship. Rajon Rondo, Danny Green, JaVale McGee, Avery Bradley, Dwight Howard, and Quinn Cook is not a small batch of names that you lost, and it's just so easy to just, all right, well, let's just turn the page, no problem. But that's going to put, you know, I think some pressure, but this is good pressure, this type of pressure that you want on guys like Montrezl Harrell and Dennis Schroeder to come in and deliver. And of course, their skill set and their age, they're ready to deliver for the Lakers. When we come back, let's talk about those two players, how impactful and what the opportunity is in front of them to contribute for the Lakers. So let's do that coming up next. Stay right here. You're listening to Lakers Talk. I'm Alan Sliwa on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, Billy Mack, Bill McDonald coming up here at 7:45. He's the play-by-play voice of the Los Angeles Lakers on Spectrum Sportsnet, so we'll get his thoughts so far on the Lakers offseason. So I was just hitting on something. I want to stay with Montrezl Harrell and Dennis Schroeder for a quick second, because I have a lot of curiosity from these two players and how they're going to fit in with the Lakers, what they're going to bring for the Lakers on a night-in, night-out basis. I think there's going to be some pressure on them. Now, I'm not trying to make a story out of nothing. What I'm trying to say is these are two guys that obviously neither have won an NBA championship. They're going to be the key role players for the Lakers, which, by the way, when you win Sixth Man of the Year and the other one's the runner-up for Sixth Man of the Year, you want to have those types of expectations where everybody's looking to depend on you a little bit. You know, Ramona was just mentioning with Sedano, they were talking about how LeBron James, let's just say hypothetically, LeBron for the first couple of months is playing a lot less games. He's pacing himself a little bit, and some of the veterans are pacing themselves as well. Your thought process is, well, Montrezl Harrell, who's 26 years old, Dennis Schroeder, who's 27, AD's 27, KCP's 27, Caruso's 26, Kuzma's 25, Talen Horton-Tucker is 21 years old today, so happy birthday to Talen Horton-Tucker. You're thinking players like this are going to be the guys that kind of carry the Lakers this year. Just carry them for, you know, as we get closer to the postseason. Marc Gasol is at an age where you're not trying to ask him to play 72 games this year, 70 games, only 72 games scheduled this year. Wesley Matthews, LeBron James, there's going to be certain vets on this team that you're not going to ask to play every single night. So when I say that the Dennis Schroeder and the Montrezl Harrell deals are so important, because I think there's going to be a ton of dependency on those two players. I want to play something real quick. Montrezl Harrell, in his quick interview that he had with some of the LA media, explains why he chose the Lakers, and certainly, you know, when free agency started, the Lakers signed him to a 2-year deal. This is why he did it.
You know, honestly, it's a business decision. It's, you know, I felt that it was the right decision for me. You know, I talked to my family, and that's where we decided that we wanted to go. Simple as that. There's no more thought process to it, you know, and I'm definitely going to be with a team, you know, that wanted me. And, you know, with a group of guys that I feel that I'm going to gravitate well to, I'm going to build chemistry with fast, and, you know, going to try to get back into the same thing and the same feeling that they had, which is this past year, which is another championship.
So I thought what was interesting there is he said a team that wanted me. And, you know, this came up a couple days ago, the conversation about his time with the Clippers. And I'll play one more clip here. If he felt like the Clippers wanted him on that team.
Did you feel like the Clippers wanted you?
I mean, that goes without saying, brother. You know, apparently not if I'm, you know, on the other side. So.
All right, that's Montrezl Harrell right there. Okay, so there's a reason, there's a couple reasons why I wanted to play that. I think this is important. I really do. You know, there's a saying here that motivational speakers and things like that, they always say, what's your why? Like, they want you to have a reason for why you get up in the morning. They want you to have a purpose of what you do, why you do it. You know, they want you to have a certain chip on your shoulder. And I say that because I think Montrezl Harrell with the Lakers is going to be incredibly interesting. If you're Montrezl Harrell, and, you know, here's a player that had a couple good years with the Los Angeles Clippers, and then last season, obviously in the bubble, Clippers up 3-1, and they fold. That's no other way to put it. They fold against the Denver Nuggets. Denver comes back, wins 3 in a row. Clippers are out. They never get to the Western Conference Finals, and that continues. The Lakers and Clippers have never played each other in the postseason, number one. And number two, Clippers have never made it to the Western Conference Finals. So I'm sure there's that competitive edge in you that's saying, okay, I can't wait. Let's get the new season started. I'm sure a lot of these guys are talking amongst themselves saying, okay, you know what? We screwed up, but let's learn from our mistakes and let's get out next season. And next season, we're going to play the Lakers and we're going to get a chance to compete against it. I would think that that's the type of conversation that they're having in the background. Instead, Montrezl Harrell is saying to himself, I don't think the Clippers wanted me back. So I'm not even going to get that opportunity. Even if I wanted to play for the Clippers, I'm not going to get that opportunity. So here's a player that just got the Sixth Man of the Year award. And when I say, what is your purpose? What is your why? Montrezl Harrell has a why. Montrezl Harrell has a reason this year playing for the Los Angeles Lakers. He has a reason of why he wants to come out and be the best version of himself as possible. Number one, he wants to do it because he's playing with a new team and he's got a chance to win an NBA championship. But do not tell me that when this season starts, Montrezl Harrell doesn't have in the back of his head that team that's just across the locker room or just across the hallway, the Los Angeles Clippers. They didn't want me to play on their team. Well, now I'm about to play with Anthony Davis. I'm about to play with LeBron James. I'm about to play with veterans like Marc Gasol and Wesley Matthews, young pieces like the Carusos and the Kyle Kuzmas, Dennis Schroeder, who just came on this team. I think that means something. I really, really feel like that means something. So I don't take it lightly. Like when I look at Montrezl Harrell this upcoming season, I feel like he's going to have a chip on his shoulder. And in the world of sports, I think life in general, is good when you have a chip on your shoulder. You guys remember during the season where LeBron James, Giannis wins MVP. And LeBron, during one of the post games, was asked, does it bother you that Giannis won MVP? Something along those lines. And LeBron talked about how only getting 16 votes out of 101 or whatever the case is, that's what bothered him. And I remember doing the postgame show that night and saying, this is a good thing. I mean, if you're a Laker fan, you want LeBron James, who is going to go down as one of the greatest players to ever play the game. You want him to have another reason, kind of have this chip on his shoulder. He didn't feel like he was getting the respect that he deserved. How about Anthony Davis? AD had a chip on his shoulder. Again, Giannis' name comes up again. Giannis won the Defensive Player of the Year. Do you know what the goal of Anthony Davis was last season? His goal was to win the Defensive Player of the Year. Individual goal, of course. The goal is to win an NBA championship. And I thought when that took place, I thought that was a good – the fact that AD didn't win Defensive Player of the Year because we got a chance to watch him every single game. We thought he was the best defensive player in the NBA. But the fact that he didn't win, I think it set something towards – the competition on a night-in, night-out basis, AD had something to prove. LeBron felt like he had something to prove. Pelinka got 7th in Executive of the Year voting. I felt like the team was trying to represent Pelinka, that getting 7th was completely inaccurate. Many think that, you know what, Pelinka should have been Executive of the Year. I use all those as examples, and I kind of go back in a circle to get to Montrezl Harrell. Montrezl Harrell has a purpose this upcoming season. His purpose is this. I got a chance to win an NBA championship. I got a chance to play with the Lakers in this franchise. But the team across the hallway did not want me back. And I think that says something. I really do. Let me play something real quick from Kendrick Perkins. If we have we got time here. No. We'll play it. We'll actually play it coming up. We'll play it a little bit later. This is what I'm going to do. We got Billy Mack coming up next, so I don't want to waste any time. I want to get to Billy Mack because there's a lot of things I want to get into. I want to spend the proper amount of time with him. So Bill McDonald, play-by-play voice of the Lakers on Spectrum Sportsnet. He's coming back. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN. All right, we should have Billy Mack here in a couple minutes or so. As I kind of sat here and I talked about the move from Montrezl Harrell and how Montrezl Harrell is going to have definitely a chip on his shoulder. It's a different time for, I think, Montrezl Harrell, which is what you want to see if you're a Laker fan. You want to see a player come to your team that definitely has some type of a purpose. It's interesting if you look at the roster right now. I looked at one of the things that I was looking at and these last couple of days, I was trying to see from a Western Conference perspective, is the West getting better? I mean, the West has to catch up to the Lakers. We know what happened with Klay Thompson and the Golden State Warriors. By the way, Golden State did what they did. Kelly Oubre Jr. is on the team now. They still have Andrew Wiggins, which was a part of that trade. So obviously that's a big part of it as well. So the Warriors will try to hang around, but the reality is it's probably not going to be realistic for them to hang around with a team like the Lakers. I thought the Clippers moves were interesting. Certainly the Serge Ibaka deal. But let me actually bring in, this is a perfect conversation to have, Bill McDonald, Billy Mack, play-by-play voice of the Lakers on Spectrum Sportsnet. Billy Mack, what is going on? Thank you for taking the time, buddy. I appreciate it.
Lee, how much fun are you having these days, my man? How much fun are you having?
How about this last week and a half? What happened here? I thought, free agency in November? What's going on here, Billy Mack?
I know. Everything's upside down, topsy-turvy. It's pretty fun, though. The crazy thing is that, like, we're turning around and we're doing it again in, like, 2 minutes.
How about that?
Literally, didn't it just feel like last week the game was over and the title was being given to the Lakers, and now we're playing again? It's just nuts.
I feel like just a week ago I was complimenting or complaining about something with the Lakers, and here we are about to start again.
I think we're all feeling that way, but it's fun when the team is this good.
Yeah,
and the basketball is that much fun to watch. You can't wait to get started again, and I think the players will adapt pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll hem and haw a little bit. But, you know, there's only a few teams that really have to worry about that fatigue factor. You remember, there's like 8, 9, what? How many teams haven't played since March?
That's right.
And then the other teams were eliminated pretty early on in the bubble, so they've had plenty of rest and ready to go. It's only probably 4 teams that really had the quick turnaround. But I think the Lakers are riding that momentum. And after this ridiculous free agent period that is just going to bring on, you know, all these great players we can't wait to watch, I think everybody's going to be excited to get going soon, like in 2 weeks from tonight or
I know.
In a couple of days.
Billy Mack, you hit on some of those free agents. So just kind of give me your thought process on this, because one of the things that the Lakers, I know it's easy sometimes to just kind of flip the page and say, okay, well, here are the new players that came in, but they did lose a significant amount of vets. Rondo, Danny Green, JaVale McGee, right. Avery Bradley, Dwight Howard, and throw Quinn Cook in there. What do you think will be missed most from some of the guys that left? Is it just more than anything else, their basketball knowledge and experience?
Okay, yeah. First of all, I love what they've done, and I'm looking forward to it, and I think everybody should be excited about it, and I think they are. But the three things that I think just jump out at me now that I'm thinking about it, number one is you hope the chemistry is the same, because the chemistry was ridiculous last year. It was remarkable how well those guys played together. Rim protection. When you had JaVale and you had Dwight, you were there, and that's not the same Mark, who's a former Defensive Player of the Year, and Montrez and some of the other guys. You know, and AD is obviously, you know, could have, should have been the Defensive Player of the Year. That might be lacking a little bit. And I think they got to prove that they can play defense, Alan, because from day one last year, they bought in not only to play great defense, but to be physical for Frank Vogel and the staff. So if they buy into the exact same thing and everybody can get on the same page and those things, they can make up for what maybe they lost in that. But, you know, they're gaining a ton of offense, I think, and filling some holes. And these are some name players that I think are going to fit in really, really well. And they want to be here. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to be here. They want to wear the purple and gold. They're super excited about it. They're emotional about it. And I think it's going to carry over into their play.
Well, Billy Mack, I think you hit it on the head there. And here's the reality. For this offseason, if there's one thing that I think Rob Pelinka was trying to address was they got more talented. I don't think you can question that. Dennis Schroeder right. and Montrezl Harrell, those two players alone, you could say, okay, well, that's the third and fourth best players on the team, where a lot of the time last season we didn't know it's going to be kind of by committee. The third best player was going to be, one night it was going to be KCP. Another night it might be Alex Caruso. I think instantly they got better. But one of the things that I want to point out is they got a lot younger too. You know, so
yes.
to go with LeBron James and, you know, Marc Gasol, Wesley Matthews, three vets, been in the league for a long time. But KCP's 27, AD's 27, Schroeder's 27. I mean, Caruso, Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, Talenhorn Tucker. There's also a ton of young players that are either, you know, right in the thick of entering their prime and really talented as well.
Yeah, let's just flip backwards. You know, the front office, Jeannie, Linda, Rob, Kurt, you know, they've done a great job. Clutch Sports, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, they have been, Rich Paul and company, they've been incredibly instrumental in making a lot of these moves happen. And I think what they all did together as a group, everybody, you know, they kept the flexibility open and their options available with these short-term contracts. Yet the championship window, boy, first year, right? Boom, right out of the box, win the title. Now you've got, they've got to be like the championship favorites going into this year. But to your point, yeah, I mean, Dennis Schroeder's a guy that we've really liked, we meaning just anybody who's watched basketball over the last few years, but he hasn't been in a big market, right? He was in Atlanta for a while, but he's in OKC. He's got that hair because his mom's a hairdresser, so she wanted him to look good, all that stuff. And he's going to add some toughness and some skill. And I think the move that really caught everybody off guard was Trez.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's a guy that you saw what he could do in Houston. But then when he went to the Clippers, it was like, dude, I don't want to have to go up against that guy, right? Mm-hmm. When Trez and Lou were on the floor at the same time, those guys were good.
Mm-hmm.
And Montrez has that edge to him. And I couldn't believe it. I'm like, really? Okay, I'll take that. I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be great for this team. Great to bring Keith back. Thrilled with Marc Gasol, just to bring that, the brother legacy here and to make it go full circle after being dealt. And Wesley Matthews, you know, we've been listening to him on all the interviews that he's been doing. It is great that his family has really reconciled a lot of things. His relationship with his father is much better than it was. And for him to just talk about the emotion. And remember, that guy was the all-time leader in three-pointers for Portland for like the longest time until a guy like named Damian Lillard.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, never heard of that guy. exactly. So, look, we could go down the list, down the list, down the list, and you could tell how excited I am. And we'll be able to talk about it in earnest in a couple of weeks, and I'm pretty thrilled about that. By the way, can I ask you something?
Of course.
Was I the only guy you could get the night before Thanksgiving? Thank you. The night before Thanksgiving, you know that I'd be here for you.
Okay, here's the truth.
So I hope you, have-
you want the truth? The truth is this. The truth is,
what's the truth?
There's certain people I really, really like going to and getting their opinion. We haven't talked in how long, probably?
We haven't talked in a little bit.
Right after they won. I think after they
exactly.
won. We had talked.
The day after you had that show.
Exactly.
And I came on, and you had everybody on that day. It was great.
And then and then here we are now. So Bill McDonald, Billy Mack, play-by-play voice of the Lakers on Spectrum Sportsnet, joining Lakers Talk. Billy Mack, you know what I'm kind of curious on is the rest of the Western Conference. You feel like – I feel like the Lakers got better – and I don't think, you know, when you're a team that just won a championship, everybody's obviously chasing you, so they're going to have to make moves to at least be in par. And that's not to say that the Clippers are not going to be a really good team this upcoming season. But don't you feel like The Clippers maybe didn't have the offseason they were looking for. I know Denver, I thought losing Jeremy Grant was was a big loss for them. He had just a fantastic playoff run, a good season for them. And obviously the Golden State Warriors, our good buddy Michael Thompson, his son Klay Thompson, goes down with that injury. I feel like the West either stayed pat or maybe even took some steps back. At least the contenders did, while the Lakers move forward. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, let me first say, Klay, we're thinking about you, and I know you and MT have talked, and MT's been on the air, and I was texting MT, you know, that night and the next day and the day after, and I FaceTimed with him, and I really feel for the family. But, you know, they're optimistic. They had the surgery, what, yesterday or today?
Yeah, today.
And, and you know what? Clay's a fighter, and we love him because he's part of the Thompson family, and Michael is so close to all of us. But I think, you know, obviously without him, Kelly Oubre's good, and, you know, Wiggins is good, and they've you know, Steph is Steph, and Draymond does his thing, and it's going to be fun to watch Wiseman, but you can't put him in the same class as if Klay was there.
Sure.
You know, you're right about the Clippers. Could they be treading water? I don't know. Are they going to get rid of Lou now? You know, those are the rumors. Is Lou going to be available? I think so much of that is how Kawhi, you know, leads that team. That's Kawhi's team through and through. He can do whatever he wants over there. And so it kind of depends on what goes with him. And is Paul George going to be in the right mindset? I did like what Paul said last year. And, you know, I don't know Paul really all that well. But when he said they didn't really – remember when he said something like, you know, we weren't really think we were going to win the championship?
Yeah.
And I thought
it was like a longer process, yeah.
Yeah, I think if – and PG's great. And, you know, he's a Southern California guy, and we've been, you know, we've been cordial in the past without question. Good dude, great dude. But I think if he had anything to take back, it would be that. Because when you have, do you agree with me a little bit?
Oh, no question about it. He said
no question.
The example
that good, you can win. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Billy Mack, he almost, you know, gave himself an out like this. Oh, well, it's okay. But, yeah, it just, the Clippers put together a team that was supposed to at least make it to the Western Conference Finals against the Lakers. I mean, you were up 3-1. So I agree with you. Just some of the comments that he had in the postseason plus his performance in the postseason definitely did not help from a perception perspective.
Yeah, and I don't want to hammer on him at all, because I think he's going to come back. He's going to have a great year. And, of course, he came back from that really tough injury. And, you know, he's one of the best players in the league. But, they've never, can I say this again? They've never made it out of the second round.
Unbelievable.
Ever.
Unbelievable.
And that's unbelievable. Ever. we say it all the time because, you know, we're Lakers and they're Clippers. But one of these days, you would think they'd break through. I think Phoenix is going to be fun to watch,
sure.
Right?
Yep.
They made some good moves. I think they're going to be sneaky good. They're going to be sneaky good. Dallas, if they're healthy, you know, if those guys stay healthy, they're going to be good. It's just going to be, I like it when, you know, you like the continuity in the NBA and the teams, but it's also kind of fun when players, especially big name players, change teams.
Sure.
It's just a new look and there's new energy. And I think with the Laker fans, you know, it's great. I mean, those guys that won a championship last year, that's a family. Those guys are going to be championship brothers for life, and they were in the bubble together. So that's an experience that we don't even know about. But I think it's just going to be kind of cool to get this new look Laker team and new energy. And I think they're the definitive favorites going in. And I think they're going to have that swagger and they're going to have that confidence all season long. And LeBron's not going to slow down. And, you know, AD hasn't signed yet, but let it happen, Laker fans. Let it happen. It'll happen soon.
Billy Mack, final one for you. This might be the most important question. Tomorrow, what's the game plan? Do you go in? How do you assess the day? Do you go in with the mindset that you're going to have two plates? Do you go in with three plates? How do you kind of space things out? Do you have a big Thanksgiving lunch and a Thanksgiving dinner? How does it work?
No. Okay, I'll map it out for you a little bit with the family. It's, you know, I'll just talk about the food portion of it. I'm big on the stuffing and the gravy.
Sure.
But the potatoes have to be done right, you know? I like them really whipped. You know, most puree potatoes, and I don't know who's doing the potatoes. I'm not doing them. So I need the potatoes to be good and the gravy to be good. I'm a big stuffing guy.
A lot of pressure in the household. I mean,
there's a lot of pressure. It's a lot. And I'm a dessert. I'm a dessert freak. I love desserts.
So you got a sweet tooth. Oh, it's the best.
Right.
It's the best.
But, you know, we don't have that nighttime football game to fall back on.
That's right.
Built off on, which is pretty crazy. But look, take the day like we do every year. Whatever Thanksgiving means to you, you know, sit down and enjoy it, whether it be family, just giving thanks, being with loved ones, Zoom calling, being there in person. Again, counting your blessings, whatever it is, enjoy it with whoever you need to enjoy it with. You know, you got to be safe, and I think everybody will, but enjoy yourself and have some fun. It's Thanksgiving, and the NBA is right around the corner, and you know what, Slee, we're doing the games. By the way, we may not travel to start. I don't know how that's going to work.
I think you're right.
And hopefully we'll be able to be at Staples Center, you, me, everybody else, right? For the home games, I think that's all being kind of hashed out. And if for some reason we don't start, the Lakers will travel. They'll go. But hopefully the broadcasters will at some point during the year. Again, nothing's in stone. But if we have to go back to the studio where we were, we're going to do the best we can and enjoy it as much as we can. But I think we'll be at Staples Center. And sooner rather than later, let's get the fans back. Let's get this thing figured out. And let's get the fans back, because that's the one thing I really missed during the championship run in the bubble. Really missed them.
Well, Billy Mack, it's going to be a fun season. And I wish you and the family a great Thanksgiving, a safe Thanksgiving, and I appreciate you coming on. All right, bud?
You too. You too. Have a great one. And Laker fans everywhere, happy Turkey Day, and we will all talk soon. See you later.
All right, there it is. There's Billy Mack right there. He's the best. He's absolutely the best, and he has a game plan for how he's eating tomorrow and what he's eating tomorrow. Top NBA stories is coming up next. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Alan Sliwa. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.